Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the epistle appointed for today's morning prayer, the second letter from Peter to Timothy, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. It reads, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, for the sake of the promise of the life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. Recalling your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Timothy is one of Paul's most loyal disciples, who acts as a delegate to churches. He is also a co-sender of 6 of the Pauline epistles, as well as being the recipient of 2. We learn in the book of Acts that Timothy's mother was Jewish and his father Greek, which is why Paul circumcised him in the face of likely Jewish persecution. Timothy learns his Jewish faith from his grandmother and mother, from those who are most influential in his life. Faith is a gift from God, but is not just beamed into us. In most cases, there is someone who serves as an example, a mentor, a teacher. Are you that someone? I invite you to reflect with me today on our roles as a teacher of our faith, regardless of your religion tradition. God has not given any of us a spirit of cowardice. In fact, he makes us bold for his glory to share our faith with everyone around us. When was the last time you invited a friend or a neighbor to a Bible study, to a worship service, to a meal at your church, synagogue, temple, or place of worship? When was the last time you offered to pray with somebody who you know is going through a difficult or painful season, instead of only praying for them? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 827 of your Book of Common Prayer. It's prayer number 40 for knowledge of God's creation. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you made the universe with all its marvelous order, its atoms, worlds, and galaxies, and the infinite complexity of living creatures. Grant that, as we probe the mysteries of your creation, we may come to know you more truly and more surely fulfill our role in your eternal purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.